This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Scott Petrak covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram, and he likes laughing at Phelps from time to time if I set him up for it. And he joins us right now. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
What's going on, fellas?
We're good. And so is the fourth pick in the draft. It's interesting to sit there and not do anything and have a pick become more valuable, Scott. And that's what happened when the Jets traded up with the Colts, is it not?
Yeah, I agree with that. If you assume a quarterback's going to go three, which I would certainly assume, why else would the Jets make that move? And you assume the Browns are going to take one at one, then at worst, you're getting the second best non-quarterback in addition to the guy you think is the best quarterback. So I think it continues to set up well for the Browns, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with that number two pick. Do the Giants trade it to somebody who wants a quarterback? Do the Giants take a quarterback? Because I would assume we're going to have quarterbacks go 1, 2, 3.
All right, and let's just, I mean, after coming out of this weekend after that trade, I'm like, look, can we just settle into the fact the Browns are taking a quarterback at one? They're going to do this. This isn't, the Saquon Barkley thing kind of feels like it's come and gone. And maybe he's there at four, maybe he's not there at four. Can we settle into this 100%?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we can for sure. And, and some people disagree with me, but I never thought they were going to take Barkley at one. And then I think the signing of Carlos Hyde suggested you're not going to take a running back with the first pick in the draft. That just, to me, was another sign. And then this Jets trade, I think it forces your hand. If there was any doubt about whether or not you're going to take a quarterback, one, I think that knowing the Jets are going to take one at three, you can't afford to wait until four, because all of a sudden you might be taking the third best quarterback as opposed to your choice at number one.
You better figure it out. You better figure out which one you like the most. If there truly isn't a separation between those guys, Scott, that's a different story. I can't imagine that would be the case. That would be really odd. If they don't one better than the other, right?
Especially at that position. I'm not saying it couldn't happen, but quarterbacks are so unique. It's not like looking at a couple pass rushers and going, yeah, we can both see these guys getting 15 sacks a year or whatever, and you can do that at a bunch of different positions. Quarterback, especially this group, they're all so different. You got a big guy in Josh Allen, you got a little guy in Baker. You get the two California kids. One's a good athlete. One's not really a good athlete. Guys throw it with different degrees of ease and accuracy. So I think if you're John Dorsey, one guy is going to stand out as the favorite, and that's who you have to take at number one.
Scott, I was on a radio station in Hawaii on Thursday.
Name dropper.
And then this morning I was on in Denver. And both of these stations were like, so how many wins can we expect out of the Browns next year? At least 8, right? And I was like, what?
They obviously haven't followed the Browns too closely.
Well, they must be big Tyrod Taylor fans in Hawaii and Denver.
Isn't that amazing? Like, I can't get over how just the mojo of the franchise and the organization has changed from, 3 weeks ago.
Right. No, I mean, that's definitely true. And I think it also speaks to, whatever, prisoner of the moment, and you're in March, and you get all excited with, man, they added 10 players. And I do like the moves they made, and I think they greatly increased their chances of winning, and I think the focus is back on winning after 2 years of looking down the road too far. But 8 seems like a stretch to me right now. I guess we should see what they do in the draft. And
sorry, I drove off the road this morning when he said it, so.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you got to 5 wins, depending on how you did it, that would feel like a substantial improvement. I mean, 0 to 5, I'm not saying 7 or 8's out of the question, depending on how the final roster shakes out. But I don't think, if the Browns have signed Kirk Cousins, then I think all of a sudden you're looking at 8 wins being legitimate. But to me, there's a difference between Kirk Cousins and Tyrod Taylor, and that's where this team is right now, and they don't have a left tackle. And we don't know who the number one cornerback is. So there's still a long way to go.
Scott Petrak joining us, covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram. You can read his work at brownzone.com. That fourth pick is sitting there now. You still have Buffalo, you have Arizona, and you have Denver looking for a quarterback. And if you're the Browns, that pick might become a really hot piece of property there. I'm not dropping down any further than five, though, Scott. If Denver wants that pick to secure somebody at four, okay. And you can go ahead and, you know, con them into thinking the other teams are ready to trade up. I wouldn't want to drop any lower than five, would you?
I tend to agree with you. I think it depends who the Browns are aiming at. Like, if they think Denzel Ward is the best corner and you thought you could get him at eight or nine, which seems doable to me. You know, to me it feels like there's nine guys at the top of the draft if you include four quarterbacks. And you can get Denzel Ward at eight or nine, I would consider moving back that far. But I would not go to 12 where Buffalo is. But what I think you could do is maybe Buffalo takes two steps. Buffalo goes to number six where the Colts were, or where Colts are and the Jets were, and then they want to move up ahead of Denver. So they go from six to four, and you only have to move back to six. Like, you know, five or six seems doable and acceptable to me if I'm the Browns. The question is, if you get quarterbacks go 1, 2, 3, like, is Denver worried that Miami's going to jump up to take the fourth best quarterback? You know, I just don't know how far you move up to take the fourth best quarterback in a draft, you know, but if you're worried that there's such a big drop off between number four and number five, then you do it. I just don't know if somebody would be willing to give up enough to say, okay, we're going to risk everything to make sure we get Baker Mayfield at number four. You know, that's the question I'm not sure about.
I thought it was interesting last week at the press conference, and I kind of want to get your take on Hugh Jackson right now, because I thought Hugh said something real interesting, and I can't remember, he didn't say, I don't have the street cred out there or something like that, but I really needed the help of the guys we have around me right now.
Yeah.
Give me a feel for Hugh right now and where he's at in the whole process.
Yeah, I think it was something like, my reputation's taking a hit right now.
That's what it was,
I don't have the same reputation I used to. I think it's interesting because Hugh's not a guy that lacks for confidence often. And I know it took a bit of a beating in 1-31. But even at the end of last year, he was talking like a guy who wasn't 1-31. You know, he had an air about himself and a confidence that, I know I'm the right guy. Nobody else could have won. You know, nobody else could have won 1-31 with this roster, which, you know, seems a little ludicrous to say. But I'm with you. I thought last week you sent a bit of maybe humbled a little bit and definitely appreciative of what John Dorsey and his group has brought to the organization. And I think Hugh, the reality is, Hugh knows he can't fight with another front office, right? Because John Dorsey's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah, he'd be out of work.
Right. So Hugh has embraced John Dorsey, and I think for good reason, John Dorsey's history and his, you know, football background and all those things, and I think they do have common ground. But I think Hugh has made the determination that I'm all in with these guys. And whether it's they like Tyrod Taylor and I like AJ McCarron, but we're going with Tyrod Taylor, Hugh's behind that. And all these moves, Hugh's going to have to get behind. And that makes sense. And that's kind of where he is. And he liked Tyrod Taylor. I'm just saying he might have liked AJ McCarron more, but the organization went with Tyrod Taylor.
Scott Petrak joining us. Scott, we played a game the other day here on the show called Tyrod Or. And we went through every expected starting quarterback for an NFL team and asked, would you rather have that guy or Tyrod Taylor? Mm-hmm. And the voting was 26 for the other guy, one push and four guys that you'd rather have Tyrod Taylor over. And it was just for this upcoming season. Now, that's not meant to bash Tyrod. The guys that we picked Tyrod over, and I had a couple of debates about him, Blake Bortles, and I'd have rather had Bortles. Ryan Tannehill, and I'd rather have Tannehill. It was A.J. McCarron and Sam Bradford, because we don't figure Sam's going to make it through the year. And the push, and the push was Josh McCown, if he ends up as the starter in New York. That said, I said I don't mind it at all, because clearly he's not the quarterback of the future, and the guy taking number one would be. And that, to me, puts everything in its proper place. Tyrod can come in and play for a year. He can help you win some football games, get things in order while a young guy gets ready to go. So I'm okay with everything that they're doing there.
Yeah, that's interesting. I wouldn't have thought it would be quite 26. You know, off the top of my head, I would have thought 20 to 22.
Go take a look. But, be a good column for you.
Yeah, it's interesting. But I'm with you, Jeff. I think what people ignore when they talk about, hey, the Browns gave up too much with the number 65 pick, and they agreed to pick up the $16 million Tyrod's going to be owed. I think what they ignore is the situation the Browns are in is one of a kind. The fact that they're 0-16 and 1-31, and the quarterback that Tyrod's replacing led the league in interceptions and red zone interceptions and lowest completion percentage, all those things, you need a guy like Tyrod Taylor to stabilize that position in this offense, and you couldn't afford to turn it over to Sam Darnold or Josh Rosen, whoever. You just couldn't do it. You needed a veteran guy that can come in and gives you a chance to win games, and that's exactly what Tyrod Taylor does, and his winning record does that, right? 22 and 21 in his career shows you he can win, and it's not like he's been on a bunch of juggernauts. You know, he's been in a Buffalo team that can't get to the playoffs in two decades. And, you know, the ability to run and throw and not turn the ball over. I think all those things, you can criticize plenty of stuff about Tyrod Taylor, but in this situation, to this team, he's a huge upgrade, and that's what was important at this time.
Scott, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, fellas.
Scott Petrak covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram. Go to brownzone.com. You can see all of Scott's work as he covers this football team.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.